Okay, we're up to Perek Beis, chapter 2 of Yoma, Mishnah Hey, the fifth Mishnah. So it says the Mishnah as follows, giving us the total numbers here. So Tamid, Karev Betisha. The Tamid offering was offered by 9 Kohanim. Basara, sometimes it was done by 10. Bechad Asar, sometimes with 11. Beshnim Asar, sometimes by 12. So it could be anywhere between 9 to 12 Kohanim that were offering a Korban Tamid. Lofa Chosvel Yitzhar, but never less than 9 and never more than 12. So the Mishnah says, what is going on over here? Case that, how is the so? So Atzmo Betisha, so that we said the Tamid itself was offered by 9 Kohanim, right? How so? Well, we said already, so 6 carried parts of the animal, one carried the chavita, and one carried the mincha, and one carried the wine. So in that sense, you needed a minimum of 9 people to do the carrying. Bechag, but let's say it was on Sukkis, Biarachat Slocha Shalmaim. So you would have these 9 people, but you would have one additional kohen who had a flask of water in his hand, and that he carried that to the ramp, which was then later poured on the Mizbech. Harikan Asar, so there you have 10. Kohanim. Bein harbayim ba'achar asar. The afternoon tamid offering, that offered on a regular day, used 11 kohanim. How? Hu asmo v'tisha. We said already that the regular tamid takes 9. So that's the regular morning tamid, but the afternoon tamid, it takes 2 more, because you have ushnayim be'adam shnei gezira eitzim, you have 2 kohanim who are taking 2 blocks of wood in their hands that they're going to then put onto the pile of firewood for the afternoon tamid. So that's a total of 11. Shabbos b'achad asar, on Shabbos, the morning tamid was carried by 11 kohanim. Hu atzmo b'tisha, there were 9 again for the tamid itself. Ushnayim be'adam shnei vezich elavon hashal lechem apanim, and you had 2 other kohanim who were bringing ladles, the spoons of the lavona in their hands. That each of them were carrying one of the spoons of this lavona, of this frankincense. This is the frankincense that was placed on top of the lechem hapanim from the week before. That's now being burned on the mizbeach. So that was a total of 11. It was Shabbos shabatocha chag, but on a Shabbos that fell on Sukkis. So aside from these 11 people, right, the 9 for the tamid, the 2 for the ladles of the frankincense. So that was a total of 11. Now biyad echad tzlocha shalaim, you had one other person who was carrying a flask of water in his hand, as the requirement was for every single day of Sukkot. So that brought you to a total of 12 kohanim. So that's how we get the numbers between 9 and 12. Mishnah Vav. So now it's important to know, as a precursor to Mishnah Vav, that tamid offerings would fit into the category of an ola offering. Now, tamid is always going to be a lamb, but for ola offerings in general, other animals could be used. So we have these next 2 Mishnahs that we're going to do over here. I'm speaking about a ram and a bull, and exactly how many kohanim it would take to bring these communal tamid offerings. These communal ola offerings. So ayel karev be'achar asar, a ram was brought as an ola offering with 11 kohanim. How so? Habasar b'chamisha, the flesh, which is all the limbs, excluding the innards, which we'll see in a second. So the flesh itself was carried by 5 kohanim. Hakravayim ve'asolos v'hayayim b'shnayim shnayim. However, when it came to the innards of the ram, and the flour and the wine, each of these were carried by 2 kohanim. So you have, that's 6 in total, because the innards, the flour, and the wine each were carried, each of those 3 things were carried by 2, so that's a total of 6, plus the 5 of the meat, so that's a total of 11. So that's for a ram. Mishnah Zion talks about a bull. Par karev be'asrim v'arba'ah. It actually, when it came to bringing a bull as an olo offering, it took 24 kohanim. How so? Harosh v'haregel, harosh be'achad v'haregel v'shnayim. You had the head and the back right leg. They were carried as follows. The head was carried by 1 kohen and the leg by 2, so that's 3 people. Ha'okets v'haregel, ha'okets v'shnayim v'haregel v'shnayim. When it came to the tail and the back left leg, the tail was carried by 2 kohanim and the leg was carried by 2, so that's already a total of 7. When it came to the chest and the neck, they were carried as follows. The chest took 1 kohen, and the neck was carried by 3 kohanim, so that brings us up to 11. Shtei adayim b'shnayim, the 2 front legs were carried by 2 kohanim. Shtei defanos b'shnayim, the 2 sides were carried by 2 kohanim, so that brings us up to a total number of 15 now. And then, hakravayim, Hakravayim v'hasolos v'ayayin b'shlosha shlosha. When it came to the innards, the flour, and the wine, each of these three select things over here were carried by three kohanim, which was an additional nine kohanim, which brought us up to 24 kohanim. Now, the Mishnah says, when, in what case do these things apply over here? All these numbers that we gave, when it came to the case of a communal ola offering, but in the case of a personal ola offering, if one kohen wanted to bring the entire offering by himself, he may bring it. He's allowed to do it just by himself. All these numbers are only for the communal ola offerings. And concludes the Mishnah, and the perek hef sheitan, v'nituchan shel ilu va'ilu shavin. When it came to the skinning and the carving up of these animals, preparing them for this whole service over here, so the skinning and the carving is the same for both these and those, for both personal and communal offerings, and that they can all be done by even a non-kohen. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion and Perek Beis, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Gimel, but for now we'll stop right here.